To Afghanistan now. U.S. commanders have said that the military operation in southern Afghanistan is now in its final stages, but the debate over the success of the Kandahar campaign has already begun. Troops on the ground are withholding their verdict. They're still in the middle of very dangerous territory, fighting an often unseen foe. The World's Ben Gilbert reports.
Soldiers of Apache Troop 175 Cavalry expected stiff resistance when they landed deep in Taliban country last week. They've been deployed as part of President Obama's surge and are taking part in one of the final operations of the Kandahar campaign that began over the summer. So they're used to gunfights in the violent Zari district. Their brigade has lost more than 30 troops, including five in the past week, since it began pushing into Taliban strongholds like this one called Siachoy. Alpha Troop Commander Captain Ryan Court.
Siachoy has always been what we've called the heart of darkness. Enemy command and control node, logistics hub. He's had complete freedom of maneuver here for over 3 to 4 years. So he's had time to get comfortable in this area.
But when Court and his men entered the area as part of Operation Dragon Strike, it was pretty quiet. Court believes when thousands of American troops flooded into the area, the Taliban decided to put down their weapons and blend in with the population, or head home as autumn approached, the traditional end of the summer fighting season.
As soon as the leaves start to turn, you can start to see them fall now. They're going to start heading south into Pakistan. However, I do believe there's always a state behind element, and this area has been important to them, and they're not going to just completely abandon it to us. So I think now what we're looking at is less of a high-intensity style, they're going to fight us house to house, and more of a game of subterfuge, if you will. The coin, you know, type operation where we actually have to go out and there's an insurgent living amongst the populace.
By coin, Court is talking about counterinsurgency. The basic process of coin strategy is clear, hold, and build. This area has been cleared of Taliban before, but never held. Court says this operation will be different. His company is constructing patrol bases in the area around Siachoy to hold it and secure the local population. But in this difficult terrain, thick with marijuana fields, 6-foot-deep canals, and tall mud walls, it's easy for the Taliban to hide. Lieutenant Alan Colvin led Alpha Troop's 1st Platoon on a foot patrol through villages around Siachoy last week to see whether people stayed behind during the fighting. Colvin's troops have a hard enough time protecting themselves in this area, much less the remaining people. Colvin says that was made painfully clear in the troops' first few days on the ground in late October when a friendly Afghan welcomed them into his home for an hour.
And he seemed positive towards us being there, but also kind of afraid to give us too much information for fear of the Taliban, you know, having some kind of reprisal. And then, sure enough, later that day, once we got back to our combat outpost, he came by. He had his wife on the back of his vehicle, and she'd been shot in the head by the Taliban after we left. So, and that's like a perfect snapshot of what it could mean for them if they try to help us.
Hey, birds, 2 minutes out!
A day later, at a patrol base nearby, American medics work frantically on two Afghan men who stepped on a bomb meant for U.S. troops. One man's legs are mangled. A medevac helicopter is on the way. Improvised explosive devices, or IEDs, are on everyone's minds as another American platoon makes its way north toward a new patrol base. They walk on foot behind bulldozers meant to clear IEDs out of the way. Sergeant Zachary Clifford and his Army engineers find one.
And now we've run into an IED. And how big is it?
Ballpark 200 plus pounds. Can't really tell. All we know is there's at least 6 bags under that bridge, and we don't know how many on the other side.
As I speak with Sergeant Clifford, an Afghan soldier points to where we had just been walking. Another IED, what's called a pressure plate, had been right under our feet. Luckily, the bulldozer had cut the detonation cord.
Good. Walk on the tracks. Stay on the tracks.
While IEDs might pose the biggest challenge to U.S. troops now, they're just one aspect of the fight. Lieutenant Colvin says he and his men were shot at a lot during the summer. Back then, the base where he and his men stayed, called a COB for Combat Outpost, was attacked once or twice daily. He says they've got to take advantage of the lull in fighting to secure the local Afghans.
Hopefully we can spend the winter getting the people to see that, you know, we want to keep them safe, we want them on our side, and create a system where they're not afraid to come tell us, hey, the Taliban are coming back, this is where they're coming from, and we can keep them from getting in the area and getting dug in before, you know, it just ends up being another summer of getting attacked on the COP and trying to go out and find them.
The Kandahar campaign has been one of the biggest military offensives since the Afghan War began in 2001, and whether it's successful will largely make or break the U.S.-led coalition's will to continue pouring money and troops into the country. But whether Lieutenant Colvin and his men have been successful in Zari District won't be clear until next summer. That's when the fighting season kicks off again. For The World, I'm Ben Gilbert with the 2nd Brigade of the 101st Airborne in Zari District, Afghanistan.